you read stories about the murder rate in Chicago being worse than the death rate of soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq, the shortage of police officers in Chicago, that the city administrators are looking to bring in the National Guard to supplement the Chicago PD beat officers. And then you see a community like Tulsa, Oklahoma, wanting to lay off cops because they just can't afford to have more police officers on the street. You got to wonder where priorities are. I know Michael Bloomberg in New York has vowed not to lay off any more policemen, but he's also said that he won't hire any more policemen. And when you look at police officer manpower issues across North America, you'll see that cities across North America, including my own, want to run police departments like businesses. Are we making money or aren't we making money? And I realize that city budgets and taxpayers and all that sort of stuff it all play in together. But when it comes to protecting life and property, when you start to count pennies and when you start to say that, your manpower is okay, but it's the same as it was in the 1980s, and that's right across North America, not just in certain communities, big cities, small cities. Cities need to step up. State and provincial and federal governments need to come forward and start giving more money to police. It's a tougher time now. More criminals, more crime. Sadly, softer judges and less sentencing. We've talked many times on this program about consequences, but apparently once you get to court, consequences are a strange thing, except in some jurisdictions. So those in power that decide that they think they have enough cops on the street, Chicago, who needs to bring in the National Guard, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, who say that we can lay off cops and survive, shame on you. Who are you going to call the next time you need some help? Are you going to call your next door neighbor or a school teacher or a garbage man? No, you're going to call the cops. And if there's not enough of them working, what are you going to do? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.